There has been an increasing need for temporary workers in Illinois, which is a warehousing hub for major retail companies. Legislation has been introduced to handle temporary worker concerns, like hiring discrimination and having to pay for their own background checks and drug tests. For this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, I explore the temporary worker industry. It's 6:30 in the morning in Elgin, and I'm with a group of temporary workers who have allowed me to accompany them on their right to work to talk about their experiences. They asked for their names to not be used, afraid of retaliation.
A veces dice uno, pues, ¿por qué me descansaron? Yo en una ocasión le hablé al de la oficina temporal.
This worker recounts a time when she was let go from a job without explanation. She called a staffing agency supervisor a day before her regular shift, who told her it would be her last day and to not even come in.
Le dije, yo quiero una razón por la cual me están despidiendo.
She has been at her current temporary factory job for 7 months, a milestone for her, she says. Until now, she has not been able to hold on to a job for more than 3 months.
Hasta ahora que he durado, pero para mí nunca ha habido una buena suerte de encontrar un buen trabajo bien pagado.
The insecurity of temporary jobs is something that worries these workers who say that they live paycheck to paycheck. Other worries are wage theft, discrimination, and having to pay for their own background checks and drug tests. But because Illinois has the perfect transportation layout, there is a growing number of warehouses and factories exporting goods in and out of the state that need staffing agencies to hire temporary workers. There are over 800 staffing agencies currently registered with the Department of Labor.
Illinois is the warehousing capital of the Western Hemisphere. This is the only area where all the railroads meet in one place. We have 7 major highways. We're a day's haul by truck from most of the United States. And so because you have a lot of warehouses, you have a lot of temp workers. And so Illinois really needs to be cutting edge when it comes to legislation protecting those workers.
That's Mark Meinster, Executive Director of Warehouse Workers for Justice, a center based in Joliet. He says that the current law protecting temporary workers has not been updated since 2006. This legislative session, Democratic Representative Carol Ammons of Urbana sponsored a bill that would update that law and address several temporary worker concerns.
We want to make sure that temporary workers have equal access to employment, permanent employment.
The plan would require staffing agencies to report demographic data such as race and gender of the workers that they hire. It would also encourage these staffing agencies to help temporary workers find permanent jobs and end the practice of those agencies charging workers for background checks and drug tests. However, not everyone supports this initiative.
There are dozens of federal and state laws and local laws banning discrimination in job placement, hiring, retaliation, assignments, and racial and gender discrimination. This is the third year that this legislation was introduced, and our organization remains opposed. It will result in less jobs and opportunities in Illinois.
That was Dan Showman, a lobbyist representing 25 staffing agencies. But according to Rebecca Smith, deputy director of the National Employment Law Project, a New York-based labor advocacy and research group, there are no current federal laws that protect temporary workers, which is why state-level rules are needed.
Our labor laws assign responsibility to employers, and the temp agencies, when they take on this role as employers, become the people who are in charge of compliance with health and safety standards, with federal minimum wage law.
She says that the Illinois law would create parity between a company and the staffing agency, making both accountable. Back in Elgin, one of the temporary workers that I spoke to expressed her future hopes before arriving at the factory where she works.
Sí, claro. Me gustaría y mejor pagado, aunque yo ya.
She says
ya
that one day she hopes to find a permanent job with better pay. Meanwhile, she waits for changes that she says will bring better treatment for workers. For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. For more information, visit illinoisissues.org.